Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Hey, friends, and welcome to the Happy Hour with Jamie Ivey podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, and I'm so glad you're here. Each week on this show, I invite a girlfriend to join me, and we chat about the big things in life, the little things in life, and everything in between. Say hello to Lightbox, a new brand of laboratory-grown diamond jewelry. While natural diamonds are rare, Lightbox can make a lot of lab-grown ones, making them more affordable at $200 for a quarter carat, plus the cost of the setting. The best part? They come in different colors, like pink and blue. They've got necklaces and earrings for birthdays, beach days, or just because days. So treat yourself or give one as a gift. Check them out at lightboxjewelry.com/happyhour. Friends, you are listening to episode number 216, and my guest today is Landon Hutchinson, which people have been like, when are you going to have Landon on your show? When are you going to have Landon on your show? So we took ourselves to Nashville and sat down with Landon and had one of the best girlfriend chats I've had in a really long time on the Happy Hour. You may know her from Living with Landon. It's a life and style website led by Landon herself, basically everyone's best girlfriend. She's wife to former NFL football player Steve Hutchinson and mom of two. She loves helping women. And that started when she was posting on her blog, her favorite recipes, her home decor tips, best priced white t-shirt that she found. And now she has Living with Landon. We talk about how it went from a hobby to a full-time job, why she loves helping women, the importance of her family life, and how I ended up with a razor to my face the night before we met. I am not even kidding you guys. I shaved my face. Because Lindsay told me to, because Landon told Lindsay to. Y'all, the conversation is so fun today, lighthearted, and I hope leaves you feeling like you just had some good old girl time talk. Before we jump into the show, friends, I want to ask if you'll do me a favor. Over on Facebook, I'm planning to be hosting more conversations around the Happy Hour each week. Will you go like and follow Jamie Ivey on Facebook? It would be so great to chat with you all, and it'll be easiest to share with your friends the Happy Hour guests you love listening to each week. Let's become Facebook official, you guys. Also, November 2nd is our very last Abundance Women event in Portland, Oregon. Lifeway Women has put these on throughout the year. I have loved being a part of them, and this one is our last one. So if you live close to Portland, I would love to see you and hug your neck. You can find more information about how to get tickets over on the show notes. All right, my friends, here is my conversation with Landon. Hey, Landon, welcome to the Happy Hour.
Well, hello.
We're so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to be here as well.
I'm in your city, which, how long have you been in Nashville?
Okay, so we have been in Nashville. It'll be 5 years total. We came for a year and then
to
last
try it out?
Came back. Well, my husband played for the Titans.
Okay, yes, I knew that. Yeah.
Yeah, so we came here and just thought we'd be here for maybe a year or two and then fell in love with the city. And then we were living in Minneapolis, which was, you know, negative 40, and we're from Florida. So I was like, we got to get out. And let me just tell
you,
I went out for a run. It was May 15th and it just downpour. It just snow. And I'm like, Steve, I just don't know how much longer. And we were there for 7 years. But I embraced it. I had the good boots and the good jacket. And my kids were making snowmen. So
did you get the winter blues? Like, I hear that's a real, I don't know that.
Well, I tell you what, we lived, not necessarily. It's funny because Minneapolis keeps moving. There's outdoor chili cook-offs on the frozen ice. They just go. They run.
Which
they
is bite. Better than everybody hunkering down and nobody leaves
yes,
for 6 months.
Yes, and it's the most active city, believe it or not, in the winter. Sells the most ice cream, I think, like Alaska. Isn't that
crazy
too?
Yeah.
I know, it's funny. But we lived in Seattle before that. So talk about depression and just kind of that gloom. I'd say I felt it more there than I did in Minnesota. Because the sun will shine in Minnesota. And that's actually when it's most cold.
Yeah, that's so crazy. Okay, so then you were here for Nashville. And is that where you fell in love and thought we're going to come back here and live?
Yeah, so my husband and I are 8th grade sweethearts, grew up in South Florida. His parents retired when he went into the league and went up to Georgia. And then my parents are still in Florida and our other family is in Birmingham. So Nashville just seemed like a great fit.
Yeah.
And it was close to family. And we had never had that. You know, we never had the Sunday dinner and never had to be able, were able to drop my kids at my in-laws, things like that. So we kind of just survived on our own in all these different cities we moved. So when we got back here, I was like, now this feels like home.
Good.
Yeah.
It's a great city.
Oh, I love it.
We've been in Austin 10 years, but we were in, we lived in Murfreesboro for 5 years before that.
So. I've never been to Austin.
Oh my gosh, Landon.
And I need to go.
My Texas listeners are dying right now.
I know. I'm so sorry. People, I'm coming. I promise.
Austin, you should do an event in Austin.
I actually think I might.
Are you about to announce? Are we going to announce some exclusive material?
We're going to talk about some things that no one else knows.
This is awesome. Okay, but seriously, Austin, I know I live there and I know I'm biased, but we say it's one of the best cities.
That is what I've heard, and I cannot believe that I have not been there. Like we used to drive from Seattle to Florida in the off season, so I really kind of passed through Texas, which was long. I was like, Steve, how much longer?
I gotta get out. What can we do?
If
you just passed through the top of Texas, like you didn't even see the good
stuff. Yeah, no, I didn't. And I love Dallas.
Yeah.
Yes, I had a great experience in Dallas, and that was a good city. But yes, I'm gonna come to Austin.
Make it happen. I'm there.
Good.
We can hook you up. Okay, so you are actually, believe it or not, I was just figuring this out before you walked in. You're my third NFL wife.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are the other girls? You remember?
My friend Rachel McCoy, her husband Colt, played at Texas, and he is with the Washington Redskins right now.
Okay.
Sonya Richards-Ross was just on. Her husband Aaron Ross played at Texas as well. And then, I should know this. He won a Super Bowl with somebody.
Okay.
I mean.
I like it. I'm sure I know him.
We're here for it.
it's a big world, you know, of NFL players, but I'm telling you, it's a very small community and us wives stick together. So
I know.
I'm sure I know her.
I went to a game once when Colt was with the 49ers. My husband and I flew out there and we went to a tailgate. Mm-hmm. And I have only seen your husband in pictures, but what position did he play?
Offensive line. So okay, he's a guard.
Okay, so let me tell you this. We went to, and I love football, so like whatever, but we went to the tailgate after the game when the football players came out. Colt is a quarterback, so what is he like? I don't know, 6'5" or whatever.
Normal looking.
Yes, he's a normal big guy, right?
Yes.
These men walked out, and I thought to myself, "Holy crap! I've never seen men this tall and
their arms, their necks. Like Steve played, he had a 22-inch neck. That's someone's waist.
The guys came out and I thought, oh my God, they could kill me if they were angry with me.
And it's crazy if you ever have the opportunity to stand on the sidelines and just be really up and close and personal when they have like all their gear on. It's crazy.
Now, was he that large in college or did something happen between college and professional? Because I feel like these guys turn into
he probably ate a lot of pizza on campus in Michigan. No, you know what? He stepped on the field at Michigan at 296 and then played most of his 12-year career at like 320.
Okay.
So there was a big chunk of pounds, you know, it was a good 25 pounds there added on. I think just a lot of, you know, weightlifting and things like that. You know, a lot of guys dip into some things they probably shouldn't have, but that was never his thing. I mean, he barely took an Advil. It just wasn't his thing. But there's some big rigs. I mean, he's like a Mack truck.
I know.
And people would always, you know, I come up to like his shoulder, let's say. I'm 5'8".
You're tall, yeah.
I'm the shortest in my family. Uh-huh. I mean, my sister's 6 foot.
Okay.
But everyone's like, my gosh. But I think just because I was around him and he's always been a bigger guy, I mean, I just never.
Yeah, no big deal.
But now he's lost like 60 pounds. So he's lighter than he was in college, which is weird.
Is he trying? We don't need to talk about
Steve.
No, we don't need to talk about you. Goodbye, Steve. We're done with you. Okay, but speaking of, you have been not working for years.
Yes. I was a nurse and a mama.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, a couple years ago.
Things happened.
Things just happened.
So your husband is now retired.
Yes, for 5 years now.
He's retired. You are now living with Landon working.
I am the working mom.
Tell me how
this happened.
Yeah. I want to know how it happened, but I also want to know what is it like at home with the different dynamics?
Yeah, it's real different. Real different. And we're navigating that right now. We're in a new season. No pun intended towards football. But we, yeah, we are navigating something new, and we are dealing with, we've had our ups and downs. Nothing crazy and over the top. I think maybe a lot of working moms and business women are coming into something like this when you had always stayed home and chopped the onion and picked up the kids and folded the laundry. And I never resented him at all when he played or worked. I just took that. That was my job. I was going to stay home. I was going to raise those kids. I was going to take care of myself and our home so he could go out and be the best he could be at his position and then come home and not have to worry.
Yeah.
And I think I did a really good job of that. Mm-hmm. And I kept our marriage together and, you know, continued to date my husband and things like that and raised some pretty good kids. And now, you know, he came home and we went through a season, you know, we went through that period where we went to Target every day together and we cooked dinner and we went to the gym together and we picked up the kids together and it got to be a lot of together.
Uh-huh.
And we've been together. How many times can you use that
right.
word? We've been together for 27 years.
Uh-huh.
Like we had one small break in college and you can read my love story. I won't go all the way into that on my website, but yeah. And we get along so well and I love him so, so much. I mean, even every day, even more. But it was hard because it's an adjustment, and I am now the breadwinner, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we were good with our money, and it wasn't the pressure wasn't on me to go get a job. I never felt that. It's just I've always been who I am today. I've always been whipping up an appetizer uh-huh. and, you know, going to Home Goods and fixing up the
living
room.
Now you just do it for a job.
Yeah, now it turned into, like, a business.
Yeah.
Like, crazy fast.
And like, I'm talking 3 years?
Yeah, maybe. It was 2 years in April that I launched my website. So I never had a place to put it. I would put it on Facebook and type out every single recipe.
Like just your Facebook page.
Yeah.
Like,
and my brother was the one that said, get a Facebook page because grandma's on there. And I'm like,
yeah, exactly.
And then my family wanted to see the kids because we never lived close
totally.
To anyone.
Totally. Yeah.
So it was one of those things. And a girlfriend would be like, hey, I'm having like 10 girls over tonight. Like, what could I make quick? So uh-huh. I would always pass that out. And then women on the street would say, where do you get your haircut? And then I love your shirt. And just like that. And it just evolved into this. And now, you know, I'm inspiring women and helping women.
Well,
and
let me tell you what you did, Landon, for me. And I don't know if I'm happy about this or not because
it's a love thing. Let me tell you,
this is what happened. I fly into Nashville yesterday. Okay.
Uh-oh.
My assistant Lindsay is here. She's already here. We do all these interviews yesterday. We go out to dinner at
Black Rabbit.
Yes. We went to Black Rabbit, which have you been there?
Well, we're part owners.
So shut the heck up.
I saw that today. I'm like, oh, good.
I did not even know that.
I don't know how
I would have known that.
He needs something to do, so he's invested in a few different places, but he's a huge foodie.
Okay, well, I'll just tell you, they did a phenomenal job. The service was great. The food was
good.
Phenomenal.
Good. It is incredible.
They told us that one of the chefs was also an investor.
Yeah, Trey. Yes.
Cute little tray back there.
Yeah, darling.
Yeah.
Such a good spot. Such a good team around that, and something that we really felt like we wanted. We were happy
okay.
to be part
well,
of.
That's funny. Okay, so we go to
so
Third Rabbit.
Moving on, you ate.
We
awesome.
Ate. We come home. We're like, we're so sick because we ate so much amazing food. Mm-hmm. Whatever we put on the bread.
Oh, my
word. Okay, so carry on. We get home. Lindsay is like, hey, listen, I want you to try this. She hands me a razor for my freaking face.
I'm so glad we're talking about this.
Literally. And I was like, Lindsay, I don't need to shave my face. And she's like, just try it. And so I did it dry. My face hurts today from doing it dry.
Okay, well,
I don't think I'm supposed to do that.
Well,
I wasn't listening. Anyhow, let's talk about this.
I do it both ways.
Okay, let me tell you what happened. I start doing it and I'm like, holy crap, what is this? There was hair.
Oh, yes. The first time you do it, you will just be amazed.
It was like I had peach fat. Like I have a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
I felt like I was shaving his face.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then I kind of, if you look close, I got close to my eyebrow.
Uh-oh,
and
did you take apart?
A little bit. But I think it's not that noticeable.
I didn't notice.
And then over here, I have sideburns now because I got a little close.
I get that little baby hair.
So I shaved my face last night, Landon.
Yes. And you know what? That's so funny. I've been shaving my face for 2.5 years. And I decided to share that the other day because someone had asked, and I was like, yes, ladies, you need to be shaving your face. I was under the assumption that I was going to grow a beard
This is what I asked Lindsay. I was like, if I get a beard next week, I'm pissed at you and Landon.
You're looking at me. I don't have a beard.
You don't.
And your skin, it's crazy how... let me jump back for a second. I went to a facial at a girl here, Carrie Hayes, and if you ever come back, you got to treat yourself. But she shaved my face. That's part of the facial. And I'm like, oh, I don't know about this. I'm scared.
Right. Yeah.
She's like, no, trust me. Your skincare products, I mean, you're spending the money on the skincare products, right? And your makeup will glide on like it's a dream, like butter. And so I was like, okay. And I did it. And then now I do it 2 to 3 times a week.
You just get it out.
Just get right in there. And I did a live a couple weeks ago, and that was the most, I mean, they were like, what? And we had some girls shaving their faces and sending me their videos. A girl sent me hers this morning, and she had, like, cut her nose.
Oh,
and had, like,
no.
I was like, oh, gosh. So I think I'm going to do it again for you guys. So tune in. I'm going to do that again because people are like, how do I do this? You got to be careful.
Mine was just a ton of, like, fuzz, and I was like, this is on my face.
And you wonder why men age so great. It's because it's an exfoliant, like. Shave your face, girls, I'm telling you.
My husband hasn't shaved his face since
before. Rachel we've been Hollis married 17 says, girl, years. Wash your face. Girl, says- shave your face. That's what, yes.
Okay, so you start just talking about things, like just what happened to me. I'm shaving my face now. And people, you just said, hey, I'm going to start a website?
Yeah, I was like, where am I going to put it? Because what would happen is, you know, you type it up on Facebook, then the recipe goes down, 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 down.
And then no
like,
one can find it.
Find
yeah.
That? So I sold my clothes on Instagram. And I made about...
So you already had an Instagram.
I had an Instagram. Okay. Yep. And I had a small following and I loved it. It was just fun to kind of communicate with these women. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to sell my clothes. I had to figure out a way because Steve was like, I will help you. I will pay for the website. And I was like, no, I'm doing this on my own. I just want to do it all by myself. I want to prove to myself that I can do something like this. I'm going to try it. Yeah. Give it a go. And I made about $3,000 and I was shipping them out and everything. And I found a girl locally that branded, you know, gave me a logo and a website. And
for the $3,000?
Yeah.
You found a good girl.
I did. And I think
and
she took a chance
on logo?
Me. That is my original logo. Yeah.
I've had like three in 4 years.
Well, you
so
know
good
what?
For you.
It's so clean. And uh-huh. Believe me, let me go back for a second. I have paid $2,500 to another guy to make me a website that had like stitching. It looked like home is where the heart. I was like, yeah. This is not me. And finally, when she presented it to me, I'm like, oh my goodness.
This is it.
This is it. It just felt like me. And I was so proud of it. Leading up to that, I had a little bit of a website, but I was like, I'm never going to send anybody there. Mm. I don't like it. It's ugly.
Yeah.
I was like, eh. But this, I was like, now this I can get behind. Yeah. This feels like me. So.
It does feel like you. I've been following you for a long time now, and it does feel like you.
Yeah.
So you started the website. You started everything else. But, I mean, starting a web, thousands of people have web pages.
Yeah.
But they're not doing live events. I want to go there.
No, they're not. And that, I can't believe I'm actually doing that. But it is the most fun. Mm-hmm. It is, you know, I did one store opening in Minneapolis at a store, and I just kind of advertised it on my Instagram, like, hey, girls, I'm going to be at this store. I happen to be in town. And like 250 women showed up.
Yeah.
And I was like, goodness. And I wasn't planning on speaking to them mm-hmm. or anything. I wanted to meet them and hug them and help them shop that night. It was just kind of one of those things. And I ended up just hopping on top of a coffee table in the middle of this little like seating area they had. And I just started talking to these women. And then we all started crying. And then I just was like, this is incredible. And I knew from that moment when I stepped off that coffee table. Now I'm on a stage. But I was like, this is what I want to do. Uh-huh. This is, I mean, I'm touching these women's lives. Like the messages that I get. I mean, they may be dealing with postpartum depression or had an argument with their husband or they're dealing with something with their kids or they're just trying to, you know, invest in themselves. And I mean, they're so uplifting and they're just, they inspire me. I know that I'm inspiring them, but they really push me to be a better mom, a better wife. And that's, at the end of the day, that's all I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to help a woman.
Yeah.
If it's an Old Navy tank top or it's making a dinner that her kids are actually going to eat, well, then great.
You're in it. Yeah.
That's it.
I
got the goosebumps. I mean, I give myself the goosebumps because I just am so blessed to be doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And it's a dream. It really, really is a dream.
Whenever, and I think too, you know, having a podcast, people mm-hmm. listen. I don't interact with them.
Sure.
They'll listen to this. And, you know, thousands of people, I don't listen. Your Instagram people, you don't really see them. Mm-hmm. When I do live events as well, it's my favorite thing because I tell every woman that comes, I'm like, I'm going to hug you. Like,
oh,
just come on
just
in.
Just like me.
Come on in. Like, we're going to hug.
I mean, it might end at 9, but I'll stay till midnight.
Yeah. We're
going
to hug. We're going to. And so it's so much fun to see those faces.
Oh, and their embrace and they're shaking. And it's weird because it's like, you know, I grew up watching Oprah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not at that level by any means, but I feel that sense of like this connection with these women and it's a daily thing for me and I love it so much.
Okay, so you just went to Atlanta. You just went to Charlotte. How do you normally feel after a live event besides just like gratitude?
I leave every single event show. I mean, now with this tour, I mean, I leave there on a high. I leave that stage just feeling like, and people are like, are you spent from a night like that? 3 hours on stage, VIP before, cocktail party, you're flying in, you're flying to the next city. Like, how do you do it? And I get the how do you do it question with just my daily life, because I think people are like, oh my gosh, she's making dinner and she went to the gym already and whatever. But I feed off of that, and I feed off investing into myself. And when I leave those women, I've recharged my batteries again and again. So I can continue to perform, if you will. Right. Now I feel like, you know, at that level, and it inspires me for the next one. I'm like, are we going Monday night? Like, what, I know we're doing this kind of on the weekends, but I'm ready. I mean, I love it. I don't rehearse anything. Every show is different. You know, we poll the women and kind of get their inquiries, like, how many kids do you have? Where'd you come from? Yeah. Like, I want to know your story. So every show is different. Every city that I come to, it is not the same show. You can go to two nights in a row, it won't be the same. We also empower women run businesses. And if you have, like, you make a beautiful, you make jewelry, or do you bake cookies? I don't know what you do, but we use these women in every city. And they are part of the show.
Oh,
and
here come the requests. They're going to come to you. I love that.
We actually have a form on my website.
Great. Good.
Join the fun. And, you know, if you've got something you're proud of and you've worked hard for and you think Landy would love it, well, let's show the
people. Send it to Landy. So tell me about the tour.
Okay, so the tour, you know, launched, had those three dates in October. So we announced Atlanta, then Charlotte. And then for 20, we're going to go have Thanksgiving and Christmas with our families and really gear up. And then 2019, we're coming to you. We are going across the country.
Do you know where you're going? Any places?
You know,
come on, Austin.
Oh, I got to come there. I absolutely have to come there. How far is Dallas from Austin?
Oh, like on an airplane is 50 minutes.
Okay. Driving.
Driving. That's 3.5-4 hours.
Okay, gotcha.
It's a big place. But.
Okay, I will come. You know, we're just lining those things up right now. We'll have a big announcement pretty soon just for all of that. So, you know, if you feel like it's a destination city and you're like, I've never been to San Diego, well, I'm going to go see Landon out there with my girlfriends, then by all means, girls, do it. If not, you know, we're going to hope to list all those cities at once, and you can kind of add, like, okay, I'm going to go there, or she's coming close to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so much fun. I love it so
it's
much.
It's so great. That's so great.
And basically, people are curious, like, what exactly do you talk about in these shows? And, you know, it's the bringing the content of my blog website to life. Mm-hmm. So we talk about relationships and marriage and kids and dinner and exercise and fashion. And I bring you guys up. It's very interactive. Like, it is fun. It's probably the best girls' night out you could have.
I love it so much. If you don't know it, guys, I'm a Texas girl through and through. I've lived here most of my life. I was born here, and I love traveling. Here's why I love traveling throughout Texas, because it has a vast landscape of cultures, regions, destinations, and activities, which means there's an infinite number of different travel experiences. And no two travelers are exactly alike, and it means that no two trips should be either. If you're a beach person, well, you can have fun under the sun with Texas's 350 miles of coastline. If you're more of a rugged vacation type, there are campgrounds, hiking trails, and state parks galore. And foodies cannot get enough of Texas's world-famous barbecue and Tex-Mex. Enjoy live music, visit internationally recognized art museums, and check out thrilling cowboy experiences. And now, Travel Texas offers a one-of-a-kind online trip builder that allows users to generate a custom, visually led trip matched to their unique interests. Guys, come visit my state. Visit traveltexas.com/get-your-own to get the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours. That's traveltexas.com/get-your-own. You guys, in January of 2024, I made a commitment to myself. I wanted to get stronger, which meant I needed to get in the gym, which means I needed to move my body in different ways. You guys know I love to walk. Well, it's spring, and spring is the best time for us to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, to tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. I love my Peloton. It accommodates to my schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. I can choose a 30-minute class. I can choose a 45-minute class. If you only have 5 minutes, there's literally a class to get you moving your body in 5 minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and every mood. There are classes if you want to hear country music, if you want to hear rock, if you want to go back to the 80s.
If you can't run, take a walking class. Need some grounding? Try yoga. If you want to level up, go for their Pilates or HIIT workouts. Here's what I love is that you can move at your own pace. And that is what I'm learning that my body needs right now. It needs to move at its own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take all the guesswork out of working out. You guys, we think about so many things during the day. Let's take the guesswork out. Let's jump right in and let's keep our fitness journey fresh every single day. Peloton has everything you need to get you where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton has something for you. I personally love a good 45-minute hip-hop class. It gets me moving. It gets me excited. It's my favorite genre of music. Just ask my kids. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. That's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
All right, y'all, I know that you're loving the conversation that Landon and I are having, but I want to take some time to thank our sponsors because they make the happy hour happen, you guys. The first one is Build-A-Bear. A birthday is a big deal to a kid, and it's a big deal to everyone at Build-A-Bear Workshop, too. At Build-A-Bear, there are special birthday offers and one-of-a-kind experiences so you can make memories that last a lifetime. Their interactive Count Your Candles offer is a fun way to make a special birthday memory while also saving on a classic Build-A-Bear furry friend. Here's how it works. During your kid's birthday month, they get to count their own candles before making their birthday treat bear. The birthday treat bear is a teddy bear made just for birthdays. Here's the good part, you guys. It only costs as much as the age you're celebrating. So if your child is turning 7, the birthday treat bear only costs $7. When a child celebrates their birthday at Build-A-Bear Workshop, they'll get the full Build-A-Bear experience, plus a special birthday heart ceremony, birthday party hat, happy birthday song, and more. Visit buildabear.com for more details on the Count Your Candles offer and all the fun ways to celebrate birthdays at Build-A-Bear Workshop. This offer is valid in stores for bonus club members. Create an account in store or online to join the bonus club for free. Okay, next, I want to thank another company that I am loving these days, and that is Grove Collective. Grove is an e-commerce company that makes it easy to discover the best natural products to take care of your home and family and make sure that you never run out of your favorites. With their own safe, effective, and affordable Grove flagship products, as well as amazing brands like Mrs. Meyers, Method, Seventh Generation, Tom's, and Real Simple, Grove curates premium quality products that are natural, beautiful, and sustainable. Then they deliver everything right to your door when you want it. Better yet, they offer free shipping and free returns, no questions asked. And their Grove guides are always available to answer questions or add items to your next order if you run out. You guys, we've been using Grove Collective at our house for a while now. One of my favorite things about them is the convenience. Because they let us set the schedule, we're going to make sure we never run out of the things that we love. We get our dish soap from them. We get our toothpaste from them. We've gotten toilet paper from them. We get our lotion from them. You guys, I love it. And the packaging is amazing. The smells of their products are wonderful. But my favorite is the convenience. As a busy mom, it was really helpful for me to be able to schedule when my products are going to show up and I never run out of what I need. Sign up for Grove Collaborative at grove.co/happyhour. And you're going to receive a $30 Mrs. Meyers gift set for free with your order of $20 or more. That's grove.co. Not grove.com, so grove.co/happyhour. All right, you guys, back to my conversation with Landon. Okay, so let's talk about marriage. You mentioned that date your husband, that's a value.
Very important.
You guys, I did read your whole story the other day.
What part did you cry at?
Well, I cried when he showed up at the doctor's office. Yeah.
You know, I've had grown men email me that have read it, you know, maybe husbands or whatever. It's funny. They're like closet followers, I swear. And they're like, I cried at the doctor's office. I'm like, see, grown men are crying. It's a good
story.
It's a good
thing. It's
my
good thing.
Favorite story to tell.
So if we'll put a link to it. You can go read it. But you didn't lay down the law. I wouldn't call it that. You just said, hey, we need to figure this out. Like,
well, I didn't want to, you know, we dated since the eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And in our junior year of college, I was going to school in Florida. He was at Michigan. And I was like, I do not want to wake up at 35 with three kids and do this again. Like, I want to do it one time and I want to do it right. And I loved him. I mean, I would save his chewing gum. Like, I mean, I was obsessed.
Oh, that is
obsessed. I was like a young high school girl that was yeah. like, I love my boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, and I just, he's my everything and he continues to be. And that's because I put him first. And I think sometimes I say this and, you know, you can be at a women's night or something and be in a little circle of women and say that you love your husband more than your kids. And boy, you'll get a look.
That's what I say.
It's the truth. And it's exactly how I feel. And it's why my marriage is successful, I feel like. I don't love my kids any different. But I have laid the foundation for them to be in a home that's very stable. They know what they're coming home to. We are partners. We stick together and they love it. My kids are so well adjusted.
Yeah.
And they know that we are a tight unit.
Mm-hmm.
And I want my daughter to marry someone like that.
Yeah.
And I want my son to be that husband.
Yeah.
So that's important to me that I teach that.
Yeah. Because here's what happens is one day, these kids, my kids, they're going to leave. We left.
Yeah.
That's what I say. You know?
That's what I say. I say, you know, I don't want to wake up in 25 years. I don't want to wake up at 35 with three kids and do it wrong. And I also don't want to wake up in 25 years or 20 years and be like, who are you?
Who are you? Yeah.
That will not happen.
You see that happen a lot.
Uh-huh. A lot.
A lot.
In my own family.
Yeah.
And it's sad. And then, you know, so it is important to me. Marriage is something that I'm very passionate about.
Yeah.
It's work. It's hard work sometimes, but I make an effort and a conscious decision every day to get up and I'm going to, you know, invest in this.
What's been a hardest season?
Probably this adjustment into retirement. And I know we
really?
Kind of touched on that a little bit, but that was tricky. You know, the moving from 9 homes and having a baby and another baby in another state and this, that, and the other. And, you know, he was always in the spotlight. And
yeah.
That's another thing people ask me about. You know, you're an NFL wife. What was that like? Sure, there are women throwing them at him and him, you know, and all those things. But I was very secure and I knew what we had and I had to decide to be very confident.
Yeah.
I think if you're like, oh my gosh, you don't love me, you're killing, you're squashing your relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. Are there really women throwing themselves at him?
I mean, yeah. I mean, he's a good looking guy.
He's a good looking guy.
But
women,
you know,
be crazy with people in the spotlight. So,
oh, it's just, it's hard, you know, and I'm not at, I mean, that's not, I'm not going out to bars and men are coming up to me now. I mean, that's not my audience.
Yeah.
You know, but I think of that now. I think of me, I'm out traveling now and I'm in a hotel and he has to know. We are, you know, he knows who I am and what we have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you, like, you've dealt with him traveling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot.
Yeah. I've spent many Christmases alone.
Really?
Yeah, well, they get snowed in.
Oh.
You know, I remember one time he played the Eagles and there's Dad. And I'm like, well, this is Christmas.
On Christmas Day?
I had no family in town. It was just, and I have two babies and I'm like, oh, but you know, we did it.
You did it.
We did it. We did it.
Oh, gosh.
I know
from my friend Rachel that when they go to training camp, they're like gone.
Oh, it's like prison.
And you don't go. No.
They have one official visit.
Yeah.
You know, if you're lucky enough to get a hotel room where you can
have a conjugal visit,
have something go on with a toddler and a pack and play, then you know you'll figure it out.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's 4 weeks, and those were times. Also, just talk about like, gosh, I could have slammed that dishwasher and been like, man. But I mean, he provided a life for us, and I always thought it was a blessing.
I think too, like when you're talking about that, I mean, Steve's in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Most women listening, this is not their situation
with
their husband's in the NFL. But all of us,
other men travel for work.
Or just work hard or whatever.
Exactly, and I think they're providing for your family. You know, I was just talking to one of my girlfriends the other day about just how women complain a lot. Like, my gosh, I wish he. But I sit back and think like, look at what he's providing. Look at the life he's giving. You need to just, there's a sacrifice in everything. And there will come your time. I have a woman that wants to do something similar to me, a friend. And she's like, I can't, these kids and this and that. I'm like, but listen, enjoy what you're in right now. You cannot compare your right now to mine. I've already done it.
Yeah.
I've done it. And I'm going to have more ups and downs along the way. But I'm learning.
And I think, so talking about comparing yourself to where someone else is, I think also a lot of times, women, we can be more sus- I don't know if men struggle with this. I have no idea. We should ask our husbands.
We should ask.
But I think sometimes when you're like yearning, like, oh, I wish I could do what she is, or I wish I could be where she was, you have something right in front of you that God's given you, and you're just ignoring it.
Yeah.
Whether that's children or a job or a gifting or whatever.
I'll be completely honest. It was about 6 months ago, I had a little bit of a mental breakdown. I really just kind of lost myself. What was happening is this was growing so fast, and I was wanting to do the best I could at everything I was doing, and I am just me. But I got down a rabbit hole. people on Instagram. I started looking at other women doing similar things. Maybe they have a website or a lifestyle, this and that. And I was like, oh my gosh, but look what she's doing. And she's going here. And what about that? And look at her house and whatever. And I, of all people, I am not. I do not compare myself to anyone. I'm so proud of who I am and I own what I do. But I like fell into that and it was a terrible place to be. And I was like, Landon, you got to get out of this.
How'd you get out of it?
I just talked myself. I took a little bit of a break and I just, I kind of, and I don't follow a lot of people on Instagram. People ask me like, who do you like? And honestly, I don't do it because I don't want to support other people and whatever. I just don't want to cloud my vision. I have my own ideas and I want to, you know, focus on what I know how to do. I can't pretend to do something else.
Yeah.
It's people see through that. I am exactly what you see is exactly what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Good, bad, and ugly.
Yeah.
I cry. I don't wear a bra. I mean, if you...
You have a bra on right now.
I do have
you?
A bra
okay.
on right now.
I was just like, if you didn't, I was going to say, that's amazing. But
no, but I... it's just important to me to do... You do you.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
do what you know, what you're passionate about, what you love, and it will all come to you.
I think one of the things that I think is hard for women when they hear that, like, you do you, is they don't like who they are.
Change it.
You know, and I think that we have to, like, for me, I'm like, I have to trust that, like, these are the giftings that God gave me.
Yeah.
He gave you different giftings.
Yes.
So don't try to get
what
somebody else
I'm not good at a lot of things. I'm not.
But you're good at what you're good at.
I'm good at what I'm good at, and I work hard at it, and I'm learning. I mean, I'm not an expert by any means. I mean, I'm taking this stage, and am I a marriage counselor? No. But I'm going to tell you what works for me, mm-hmm. and I'm going to tell you my experiences and share those things, and maybe, just maybe, you take a little bit from that.
Yeah.
And then you implement it in your own life.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, so let's be real about work, okay? Because I'm going to assume, and I hope I'm right, that you have people helping you.
Well, one sitting right here.
The sweet girl right
here. The sweet one right here that literally dropped down from heaven, yes.
But a lot of people can also look at people online and be like you already said, how does she do it all?
Yes.
And it's a myth because we don't do it all.
No, I can't. It takes a village.
Yes.
I did do it by myself for a good while until I really was like, I can't do this anymore. It was not physically possible.
Yeah.
It really, really wasn't. So now I focus on the things that I really love to do. I love the Insta stories. I love the blog post. I love the fashion sense. I like making the dinners, coming up with the recipes. I like sharing my daily life. Now what I have is a little bit of a team to help me answer those emails and get those connections and have the opportunities. I mean, this tour, are you kidding me? I mean,
you can't do that.
I met with a tour man. I have a tour manager. Like, did I ever?
That's legit.
I mean,
Landon.
I'm like a tour manager. I just want to cry. Yeah, it's crazy. So yes, I have been building over the last couple of months my team, and they are just everything to me.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it without them. She is my right hand girl. She really is.
And dropped down from heaven.
Yeah, pretty much.
How many tour dates are you gonna do?
Probably anywhere from 20 to 30 cities.
Dang, girl.
I know. Crazy, right?
It's going to be so
much
fun.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's going to be so much
fun. I really
can't
wait till 2019.
2019 is your year.
Because if there are anything like these last three, holy moly.
I said Atlanta and Charlotte. What else did I miss?
Two dates. We sold out so fast in Atlanta in a minute.
You're doing two.
That we added another night.
Okay. Fun stuff. Okay, so when we talk about like we can't do it all, mm-hmm. let's talk to just like women who maybe not have jobs like you and mm-hmm. I have. Mm-hmm. But still, I think it's so important for women when they're trying to take care of their family, take care of their home, take care of themselves, mm-hmm. to realize that asking for help is also okay in those areas as well. What does that look like for you, not on a business level?
Sure.
But like, you know, I think like for my friends or I have a house cleaner or whatever.
Yeah.
What does it look like for you just on like on a personal, help me run my life? You can't do it all.
No, you can't do it
no.
all. And I was not a working mom up until a couple of years ago. So I'm still trying to really find the balance because I had a hard time with handing off those jobs. I am someone that doesn't want anyone to help me. Not that I don't want help. I don't know how to give up those responsibilities because I am in the mindset that I can do it all.
You weren't cleaning your own house though,
No. Okay, so no.
Let's draw the line somewhere,
yeah,
Landon.
No. Let me get to that. Yeah, no, I'm a picker-upper, so I clean before the cleaning lady comes.
Uh-huh.
But my sweet Betsa has been cleaning our house. We bought a very old house for the last 25 years. So she's been in this house. So when we bought this house, they said, we have a sweet woman that's been with us for 25 years. Would you like to have her? And I'm like, oh, please send her over.
Can I have a Betsa?
She's a dream. She's an absolute dream. So Betsa is like family.
Mm-hmm.
She is. And if I, you know, I'm like, that's a, when the kids were little, I was like, if I got to run to the Publix, and she's like, leave them with me. I mean, she just, I just love her. I just feel good when she's in my house. So she helps me clean my house. I have a, we are not cutting our own grass. We have a little, Betsa's brother does a little bit of handyman stuff. He's Eduardo, speaks no English. So him and I, it's absolutely hilarious to see us, you know, trying to get figure it all out in the front yard. As far as that goes, and then, you know, Anne Claire, like I told you, is dropped from heaven. She really helps me with my own life, just even with my own email sometimes, or she'll remind me in the morning, like, you know, Luke has this today and tomorrow we got to do that. And I love paper calendars. So like,
you still use a paper calendar?
It's a combo.
Okay.
But I like, see, for me, like on the phone, it's like one day, right? Or you can kind of try to open it up. You got to tap each thing.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, you need to see. I'm like, just let me see.
2019.
Let me just see that month.
Yeah.
Let me see it all so I know, like, okay, next week.
Yeah.
While I have 5 extra minutes, I better get that done. So I'm not going to do it. So I do not claim to do it on my own. Yeah. And yes, you must ask for help. And I am not at the point where someone's picking up my paper towels and things like that, because I am incredibly humble. And I, not that someone that has paper towel picker-upper, is that a person?
It should be.
It should be.
Yeah.
It might need to be now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm learning. And I even am having a really hard time with my husband taking on jobs that I did before. So
like
he's
what?
Retired and he's cooking dinner now. And that's like something I love.
You love cooking.
I love cooking.
Yeah.
I love
we all watch you cook.
Making a meal for my family. But now he's like, Landon, I've got nothing to do. And he's a huge foodie. He's like, let me do the dinner. So tonight, he's like the French though. He does it. And it, maybe that's what drives me crazy is he goes every day to the grocery store because he really doesn't have anything to do.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'd be like Sunday, like, here's what we're having, kids, and get it all planned out.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like, you're really going to go run and get pork chops today? You are off your rocker.
Yeah. But well, he has time.
But he has time now. And he's like, Landon, listen, I'm so proud of you. Go kick some butt and let me help you. So I had a hardest time with letting him cut the onion and fold the laundry. But he's like, I want to do it. I want to pick up the kids. I
all
never.
All the women listening are like, please, dear Lord.
Does he have a brother? He's an only child. Dang it. No, but you have to let them help you. You know, my mom taught me something early on. Do not expect anything from a man. Your husband, boyfriend, whatever it is. Do not expect. So if you don't expect it, you'll never be disappointed. And she told me that as soon as I came home with my newborn baby, because I was like, oh, he's going to help me do this. And no, he's not. And if he doesn't, he's not going to do it right. But you got to let him put that diaper on crooked 3 times. By the 4th time, I've figured out, and girlfriend, you're not putting a diaper on anymore. You just got to, does he load the dishwasher the way I would right now? Heck no. But I let him and he feels good about it and it's done. And so I think you really have to give up some things. And that's been probably the hardest thing is for me to just let him do it. He doesn't do it the way I want him to do it, but he's never going to learn. And I think about that with my kids. Let them make their own bed at 5.
Yeah.
Is it on right? No. But you know what? Little guy, you did it.
That's right.
And
what's Steve making for dinner tonight?
What is he making?
Is he making
dinner? No. He was getting like chicken thighs and artichokes and lemons. And I know it's kind of gourmet. He loves it though. I mean, that's all he does is read like food blogs.
Yeah.
So he's all about it.
This is why y'all also need to come to Austin.
I heard.
Because we have the most amazing food.
Okay. Well, that's good. Because do you have like Mexican food and stuff?
A little bit.
Like what do you call it there?
Tex-Mex. But there's also like, there are a couple places that are like, this is authentic Mexican food. Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Do y'all do breakfast tacos here in Nashville? No.
Not really.
Okay.
I guess if I hesitated, then no.
Yeah, no, you would know. In Austin, it's like breakfast tacos.
Oh.
That is a
I
thing.
Come to Austin.
And they are the best. And do you have food trucks here?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Big
we have
time.
Big food trucks in Austin, too. That's where my favorite breakfast tacos are.
Okay.
Yeah. When we lived, before we lived where we live now, or 2 houses ago, at a gas station, there was a food truck that I don't know if it had a permit. Like it was.
I think those are the best, though.
We would walk over there.
Anything in a strip mall is good.
It was the legit best breakfast tacos ever. And I didn't ask any questions. I just ate it.
Don't.
And it was so good.
Don't ask. You don't want to know.
Don't ask. Okay, so vacations. You guys vacation every year as a family?
Yes. Yeah, spending time together and us being a family of 4 and living across the country, like we're big campers.
You guys have an Airstream.
We have an Airstream. Yes, so we love, like, Steve grew up tent camping and all the way. We never did that as a family for me growing up.
I've slept in a tent one time.
Yeah. It's
I didn't like it.
Yeah, okay.
I thought I was going to die. I was like, this
it's a little like,
this is not for me.
We had a big Prevo, like a big, like, bus. like okay. a big win, a big, you know, like uh-huh. one of those kind of things. And we've been doing this since Luke was in a pack and play and he's 11 now.
Okay.
So we were like the Arvian family.
Yeah.
And then it's just a lot of buttons and things can go wrong. And I felt like there was like, you know, something with the tubing. So it's just like one of those things. I'm like, all right. So he got this Airstream because he just loves it and he didn't want to give it up. But I love it. It's a crank window. It's easy. It's so much better than having all the things. Like,
yeah.
I think just going and getting outside and, like, cooking over a fire.
It's just
And wearing
nice.
Your sweats and no makeup. I mean, yes, all day.
We've done twice. Our family has rented an RV.
Okay.
Because we don't own one and we wouldn't use it that much. And driven to West Texas.
Okay.
My kids have always hands down said it's their favorite vacation.
I was just gonna say that my kids, when if you ask them what their where the favorite places they've been, it's always like when we went to Yellowstone that time, or we even just went to the state park up the street. Uh-huh. I mean, we take it on the weekends like that.
Yeah.
Actually, that's what my husband wants to do for his birthday.
Yeah,
just go camping.
But my husband driving the RV. Of course. Yeah. I mean, it's the ones we would rent were huge.
Were you white knuckled? Were you like?
Oh, I was fine. Like. I remember when we first got it, the first time we went out, we started driving and he's driving and I'm like back at the couch and I like open up a beer. I'm like, this is the best vacation I've ever been on in my entire life.
Ever, ever.
But he did not enjoy it that much, the driving, because he had to do it all.
Okay.
And we're just not used to that.
Yeah.
And so he's like, the kids would say, can we do this again?
Because
like,
they're bouncing around playing games in the back.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, yeah. Can we just
you
drive
know,
a car?
Steve actually loves that like sound of that shh. Like that air seat.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah. And then he's got that big old steering wheel and he loves a truck yeah. stop. And I'm in the back like a flight attendant yeah. making sandwiches. And he's like, this is the best.
Yeah.
He just wants to be on the open road.
Just go.
He would be like a tour bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he loves driving.
Well, maybe he can in 2019.
Maybe, you know, as a matter of fact, if I let him out of the kitchen,
mean,
he might.
Yeah. You might need to give his resume to your tour director.
For over 130 years. McCormick has helped you make mom's lasagna to keep her secret recipe alive. Take over taco night, no matter how chaotic your day is. Conquer the bake sale, even if you get to it last minute. And craft the perfect Sunday brunch when it's not even Sunday. Because with McCormick by your side, it's gonna be great.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
Okay, speaking of, what is your biggest dream for living with Landon?
My biggest dream? I really would love to write a book.
Okay.
And I think more about, sure, it would be maybe a lifestyle book and share recipes and tablescape ideas and this, that, and the other. But honestly, I would like it more to be about the stories and the people I've met in my life that have shaped me to who I am.
Yeah.
I have taken so many little things, like maybe it was a neighbor, the way she always had crackers and cheese and nuts on hand in case someone came over, and the doctor's wife that I used to work for, and just the way she carried herself. There's been so many little teeny things that I've just never forgotten mm-hmm. that have shaped me. And yeah. I feel like I want to share these different influences that these women, men, you know, relatives had on me
yeah.
and different things that I never have forgotten.
Is that your biggest dream?
No, that's, well, I want an aisle in Target.
Okay. Okay.
I'd love to write a book. I'd love to have an aisle in Target. And I just said that out loud. And I'm like, if you put that in the universe sometimes. Is anyone from Target
yeah,
listening?
Right, right.
No, but I love entertaining.
Yeah.
It's one of my I love having my friends and family over. It gives me the biggest joy. And I thought, what if it was an aisle in Target where you could get everything from the pretty little paper goods to the platters? It's like a one-stop shop. Like Joanna Gaines owns mm-hmm. the home space.
Yeah.
I'd like the entertaining space.
Okay.
So I'd like to do that. I want to continue to do this tour.
Yeah.
I want to meet and hug every single one of you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I hope that happens for you.
Thank you.
I go to Target every week, so.
Oh, I mean.
I'd love to see you there.
When do I not? I mean, I'm pretty sure
who's
I'm.
Who's not in Target? You guys are next
I'm
gonna.
I'm keeping their lights on.
Yep, exactly.
Is what I think.
Exactly. We have a mutual respect for Abel. Yes, we talked about that before we started recording.
Got their jacket on right now.
I know, and it looks really good on you. We just had our live event, and they were one of our sponsors. But I think we're going to go by and see them today and show Lindsay the jewelry making in the back.
Oh, you know what? The women that are working back there and just gaining a new lease on life and just having something that makes them feel good and worthy and, you know, it's so inspiring.
Yeah.
And they're so excited to share with you what they're doing. They're so proud.
Yeah.
I love their whole mission.
I do too.
I love everything. I stumbled onto them a couple years ago, and I'm telling you, their clothing is beautiful, but really what they're about is really special.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. We have some necklaces made that say Jesus is better, and they do them for me.
Yeah.
And so it's fun. I get to
I love it.
Yeah.
And they're having the best time over there. They just hired a guy.
Oh, really?
Which is funny because it's like an office full of women. Uh-huh. It's like estrogen central over there. But then here, I was like, hey.
Nice.
How you holding up?
Yeah, in this room. Okay, Landon, what are you loving these days? Like, if you're like, these are the things that I'm loving, I got to tell my girlfriends out. Maybe something we didn't talk about, but what are you loving these days?
What am I loving these days? I'm loving that Abel Jean jacket. I'll tell you that much. Mm-hmm. Been loving that for a long time.
Yeah,
What else am I loving? I love fall. I mean, I love the texture and I love athleisure. I love the fact that we can walk around in these great leggings and look like we've somewhat pulled ourselves together. Mm-hmm. Even if you didn't shower, what if you just washed your armpits and got out the door?
That's a normal thing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Do you have the Spanx leggings, the Spanx like leather?
I do. But I got to tell you, those Old Navy ones right now are really.
Look at you. I haven't seen those.
Oh, girlfriend. They got like a little bit of mesh on the bottom. Uh-huh. They got like this moto kind of thing going on. You leave them on too long, they'll make an impression in your legs.
Those Spanx ones do that for me. I take them off at the end of a whole day and I'm like, oh, look at all these moto lines
and
on my legs.
And you're like, and I didn't drink enough water today.
Yes. I am not wasting away. Okay, so fall.
I love fall. I'm loving, what else am I loving? I'm just loving where I am right now. I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm really happy. I'm very content and I feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel good after that 6-month little mental breakdown thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I have no shame in saying that happened.
Yeah. No, I have been there.
And We've all been there. I always say we are the same girl with different colored hair.
Yeah.
We're going through the same things. And whether or not you can relate to what I'm doing as a job, but I feel like you can relate to everything I'm sharing.
Everything.
Because it's just life stuff. Yeah. It's more like a Seinfeld show. It's like just a lot about nothing.
Yeah.
But it's all the stuff we're doing.
And we get it and someone's saying it out loud.
Yeah.
And so I think what you're doing is you're making people not feel alone.
Yeah. It's like, oh, good. I burned my dinner too.
Right.
Great.
Right.
Oh, she has a zit? Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell people today I actually cut off just a couple of millimeters of my eyebrow hair when I was trying to.
But you know what? They'll say, so
did I.
Oh my
gosh, I did that too.
Yes. Yeah. And then that's okay because that's something maybe they wouldn't have ever said out loud.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Giving permission to fail. You know what I mean? Like, I think women really need to give themselves the grace.
And I think when we do that from a public platform, we're also teaching people how to do that in their personal relationships with each other.
Yes.
And that's where it matters. Like people
Absolutely.
That follow you, most of them will never meet you.
Well, I hope so.
But you know what I mean? Like, but in reality, we need building your relationships
with your
girlfriends.
A lot of people say this to me. They're like, you're the best friend I never knew that I really needed.
Right.
Because we all have our girlfriends, but sometimes it's just fun to, you know, it's just being able to watch me in my daily life and be like, okay, she's not having a great day either. Because it looks, right, from the 9 squares on Instagram, like, man, she's got her house together. Uh-huh. She's got her outfit together. Uh-huh. This looks great. This looks perfect. I mean, my gosh, what goes into that, right? But the Insta stories,
It's a real
that
stuff.
Is what launched my brand. That's what took me to this level, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's just that women were like, oh, okay, she's normal.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Well, good. Are you a reader?
You know, I want to be more of a reader. I really do.
Don't we all? Yeah.
I really, really do. Podcasts are kind of my, you know, like if I've got I feel like I can do that on the go a little more.
What are you loving in podcasts?
I love how you built this.
Me too.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm just fascinated. Maybe because I'm an entrepreneur now and things like that, but it's just interesting, the stories, and it's very relatable.
And how many times they fell and got back up.
Yes. And just to know like that. Yeah, just exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Love that. Ann Claire was talking me into, I know I'm late to the game, but like Serial, like I love like kind of that murder mystery stuff. That's interesting.
Have you listened to the season three, the new one? Serial's new season just came out. Well, by the time this is airing, a month and a half ago, it's really good.
I love the Goop one. I love Esther Perel. Uh-huh. I love her whole relationship.
Do you listen to Oprah's Masterclass?
Yes, I just listened to the Justin Timberlake one
a good one.
On the plane.
My favorite one of hers so far has been Shaquille O'Neal. Did you listen to his?
No, but I will.
I mean, I'm not a Shaq fan.
Yeah, right.
I don't even love NBA that much. It was so interesting to hear him talk about his success.
Huh.
Yeah.
I will absolutely listen to that
one. Yeah, it's a good one. Landon, thanks for coming on the Happy
Thank
Hour.
Thank you. This was so fun.
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so glad to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you as well. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, I loved talking with Landon. You can catch her on the road at her Living with Landon Live. That tour hits the road this spring to bring women all the fun girlfriend tips and tricks for life and home. I hope you laughed with us. I hope you felt inspired from our conversation. I hope you want to go grab your bestie to have some good old girl talk. It is so fun and really helps us ladies relax a bit from day to day. Today's show was edited by Chris with Podshaper, and the music was developed for the show by Matt Graham. Next week, my guest is JJ Heller. She's a gifted storyteller, singer, songwriter. JJ's committed to spreading a message of hope to women in an increasingly complex, competitive, and confusing world. Amen to that. I had so much fun sitting down with JJ, and you're going to love our conversation. You guys, enjoy your week. Share the show with a girlfriend and have a happy hour with a friend. I will see you back here next week with my friend, JJ Heller.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic Raised Bed and Garden Soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.